Thank you for joining the ESBC Podcast Network Golf Betting Podcast Briefing. It's a briefing where we are going to give you insights so you can monetize the Open, formerly known as the British Open. And we have Mike Piccinini. Last major, we were in it the last day, and it was a lot of fun. Now, I think we got a winner here. And looking at it just from a numbers pragmatic standpoint and then the body language, I'm going to go to the Chargers training camp and Rams training camp. And they don't show you much, right? Because they're not going to show the opposition in training camp. But I've made a lot of money looking at body language and putting things together in general. So I like the body language of Lewis Ausess, but I don't know anything about that. So if you're the smartest, toughest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. So I brought somebody a lot smarter than I am, a lot tougher than I am, and knows a heck of a lot more about golf than I do. Mike Piccinini, the former British Open, the Open, and our buddy Lewis Ausess, he'll be our buddy if the 100 bucks I just put on him turns into 225. Literally be our buddy, monetize. So what are your thoughts on British Open? Formerly known as the British Open, now the Open.
Well, Lewis Ausess, who is a South African, who, as we talked about in the previous podcast and earlier today, we had him pick to win the U.S. Open. And on the last day, the second to last hole, he pulls a drive, takes out of bounds, and John Rahm wins by a stroke or two. So I like Louis' chances, and I'll tell you why, Josh. A lot of reasons. Number one, at Royal St. George's there in England, this golf course is literally a ball eater. It's treacherous. There are pot bunkers all over the fairways. When you get into a pot bunker, unlike American golf where they're long, full of sand, pot bunkers are just a big hole dug right in the ground, usually 4 to 6. You get in a pot bunker, if you get out, maybe you can salvage a par or bogey on a hole. Usually it's a double bogey, okay? Louis Ausess is a very good ball striker. He keeps the ball in play. He's a very excellent course manager. Okay. That's why I like him, not just emotionally, but because he knows how to play courses. He's scored in the top 10 of most of the last few majors. So he's very much prepared and ready for a major. This is a major, last major of the year. And another thing I like about Louis Ausess is that, like you said, body language or how he postures himself. He's very much low-key, not a flash-in-the-pan kind of guy, does not like the spotlight. In fact, he prefers to be a farmer. He says, I'm a farm boy at heart. He has a farm in South Africa. Now he has one down in Southern Florida. So I like his chances. He's in at 11 under. He's steady Eddie, and I think he's going to go wire to wire. So that's my choice for winner. The other thing I like about the Open now is we're going to have a lot of fans there. And as many of the golfers have talked about, when the fans are there, they can help you. They can cheer you on. They can encourage you. You'll hear your name from outside the ropes, and it's an encouragement. So I believe these fans are really going to be rooting. Remember, Louis won this in 2010. And in 2015, he ended up in a tie with Zach Johnson and Mark Leishman, and he only lost the playoff to Zach Johnson. So he's been there in the last 10 years. He's been there twice. This is third time in 11 years. So I like his chances a lot. I think you and I were talking about, is this the kind of golf course where a guy can make a big charge like Tiger Woods? Right. Okay. I say no, and I'll tell you why. And people can disagree with me, but at the Open, being that it's a major, and because the wind over there can really mess with you, guys like Louis Oosthuizen or Jordan Spieth, even a guy like Dustin Johnson, Cameron Smith, the Australian, Emiliano Grillo, who tends to be a good ball striker and keep the ball in play, they will bode well in this kind of weather. Now, a note to the viewers and listeners, this is not a regular regular Open. There's no wind. There's no huge rain. It's not cold. It's 72 degrees. It's like,
comes on. Yeah. No, go ahead.
So it's a different kind of open, but the wind, one thing the guys always talk about is the wind will come up in gusts. And if the wind comes up in a gust when you're driving a ball to the left and it pushes it further left, you're either in the weeds or you're in a pot bunker. So Louis, even a young guy like Colin Morikawa, who's tied for second, I think he's in at 9 under today. He has never had an experience in these kind of courses. So I don't think by Sunday he's going to be near the leaderboard, personally. I like him. He's a great ball striker, good golfer. But a guy like Jordan Spieth, who's won it before, he's going to be there. He knows what it takes to finish. So if you're looking for maybe a top three or four, and these are emotional slash favorites of mine.
Well, let me put in, give you some more food for thought.
Okay.
And I know this is about major sports, and I read this about golf. Stinson, right? He looked in great shape. I like. He seems like he got some mental health help. And major sports, see, this is a major corporation. And I encourage everyone to listen to the podcast I did with Greg Honecker, who wrote a great book. It also has business lessons in it. But it tells the story about Butler basketball and Gonzaga basketball. Neither of them have won the title, but Butler basketball, just by doing well in the NCAA tournament, has $1.9 billion in earned media rights. So Austin, or whatever his name is, he's a corporation, right? He has great people behind him, and they target things. Bill Belichick targets certain teams. Everybody targets people. Some companies target other companies, right? You do electric cars. Apple targeted Tesla. Tesla targeted GM, right? You target people.
Mm-hmm.
And I won money on Tiger Woods because I feel that Tiger Woods targeted the Masters, the last Masters he won, as his best shot to win a major, right? Targeting. And it's just business, not just business. Tiger Woods is over billions of dollars in earned rights, billions of dollars in earned media rights. So Austin is from South Africa. This is a big opportunity for all of them, money wise. So if Butler basketball is $1.9 million, a top golfer, how much money is it? I'm going to do that research because it's a lot more money than what people think out there. When they look at we're now going to go to $10 trillion. And stimulus, right? But we are $100 trillion economy. What's Russia? 1.7 trillion. That's why they have to steal. That's why Putin begged to talk to Biden, because we're the richest country ever in the history of mankind. So Austin British Open is a big deal. He comes from a crime-ridden, poor country in South Africa. Relatively, basically a colony of the United States. And the top 10, you got four Americans, and they're all near the top. And then you have a couple of South Africans and a rich, right? Here, our distribution, we have 20% of people are middle class, 1% is upper rich. So South Africa and Australia, it's 90-10, right? So he's a top guy, privileged guy. You got Dustin Johnson, and I'll look at the leaderboard, and I'm going to go Austin. So I need two more guys I'm going to bet on. Okay. And I'm going to break down a little bit what I know about these guys from just a purely business, because this is an investment, right? Anytime you put money down to invest this, and we use business concepts, worst advice you can give is bad advice. Most expensive advice. So I use business and financial concepts, decision science that's used by corporations, right, to make these decisions. So you got Dustin Johnson, University of Florida, Southern guy. Rom, you think he's mentally weak. Bruce Kapler, Jordan Spieth. So Jordan Spieth and Dustin Johnson, I know, because they're more like football guys. right? They go to football games and stuff like that and have that mentality on the golf course. And maybe they targeted the open too, and they're doing a great job in foreign territory representing, but making themselves and their team a lot of money. So what are your thoughts on Chris Anderson?
Well, I think if you look at the leaderboard currently, I think there's four South Africans and four USA players at the top. And then you've got a couple of guys, one from Argentina, one from England, a couple from England, one from Canada, up in the top 10, 12 players. What I like about one of the guys here, you're talking about, you're looking for a third or a fourth.
I give it three because remember with the way the odds are, you want to make money. So you want to, like I did Austin said, I get 225. So next couple of guys to put 50. So I lose 100, win 225. I made $125.
All right. So I would go, I'm choosing Louis Oosthuizen to go where to win it. I think Jordan Spieth is going to be probably second, third. Brooks Koepka has played on the European Tour for years, won six or seven times. He knows how to play there. There's another guy there, an English guy named Paul Casey.
Let me get the odds. So Jordan Spieth will be plus 500. You bet 100, you get five back. Dustin Johnson, you get 800 back. Brooks Koepka, you get $1,600 back. So the decision you're making is just bet Austin and nobody else. Or there's another guy who could possibly win. It's going to be a big payout that will cover the Austin bet.
Yeah, I'm leaning toward Jordan Spieth and or Brooks Koepka only because they've been there many times. Those would be the three. I don't see Colin Morikawa. I just don't think he's going to be able to be there come Sunday afternoon. This is a different course. It's a different mindset. It's not America. It's overseas. And like you talked about, guys are brands. Louis Oosthuizen and the South Africans, they're a team, so to speak. They get together. They talk Afrikaans. They're kind of family. They're really disciples of guys like Ernie Els, Gary Player, Retief Goosen. So these guys come from a lineage of golf, but with a sense of integrity and pride that they represent their country. And this is a big deal. One guy that could sneak in there, which again, I like Paul Casey only because he is English. He's been there many times. He's playing well. We'll see. But I think if you stick with what they have right now, my top three or four guys would be Louis Oosthuizen. I like Jordan Spieth a lot. You can't count out Brooks Koepka. You just can't. And we'll see about a Paul Casey, possibly a Dustin Johnson. I don't know if he can keep the ball in play. Maybe. I don't see John Rahm, to your point earlier about, you know, racing up the course and getting five or six birdies. Jordan Spieth railed off four birdies in a row yesterday. I don't see that happening again the last two rounds. I just don't think that the guys are there. It's going to be a grind. This is going to be a grind to the finish. And this is the last major of the year, and the next one's not till the Masters next year. So there's a lot at stake here for these guys.
There's a lot at stake. And these guys don't do it for the money, they do it for pride. But you're getting to the point where golfers are going to be worth billions of dollars. Or they already are. How much money do you need, right? Yeah. A guy from South Africa or Argentina, they're feeding a lot of folks, more than Americans.
Yeah. Let me piggyback on something you said earlier about mental toughness. So Louis Oosthuizen was asked how long it took him to get over the actual defeat at the U.S. Open by John Rahm. And he said, really maybe a couple of days. He said, I processed it. I had to work through it. I made a bad shot on 17. John played great. The better golfer won. That, to me, shows a maturity and a common sense about the game. He says, look, I made a mistake. The guy capitalized. He won. He was mentally tougher for a couple holes than I was. I think this for Louis is more of not so much revenge, but it's more like I can do better. I know I can do this. I've done it before. I can do it again. And so he has a sense of leverage over these other guys. He's won it. Jordan Spieth has won it. You got to go all the way down the list down. And I don't see Rory making any noise. I don't see Justin Rose. I just don't see these guys having the the engine to get the birdies to get it going, especially with Usez, since he's on a roll. 600 day one, 500 day two. He's establishing a pattern. Look, you got to beat me. I'm going to take this. You got to beat me. You have to beat me solidly. So,
all right. So we're going Louis Oosthuizen 225, Jordan Spieth. We're going to put 100 on Oosthuizen. Then we'll put 25 bucks on Jordan Spieth. And then who's your third? Brooks Koepka. Brooks Koepka will pay a lot. So 25 bucks. So 25 times 16. It'll be $400. So that'll cover your 100. So you made like $275. And you had fun watching. Yeah. Now, one thing I'll add before closing is Dustin Johnson or Jordan Spieth, one of the two, graduated from the University of Florida. And earned rights revenue there would be around, really around $40 billion with B. Mm-hmm. Those guys came out of that golfing program. And their earned rights revenue, it has to be, will be $1 billion with a B, people.
With a B.
So what does that mean? When you go to work on Monday, ask for a raise, and charge all your clients triple. The ones that stay with you will pay for the ones that leave. You didn't need those people anyways. Mm. Final words, final thoughts, my first Anisi.
So I like your comment about that. I think someone like a Dustin Johnson, who I would probably slot as number four, I out of emotional.
Well, this strategy, bro. This Steve Spurrier, yeah, is an avid golfer. He's coaching him. Steve Spurrier made $100 million coaching people.
Yeah.
So all of these guys, probably the top 100, have a team of strategists.
Yeah.
Smart guys have a psychotherapist with them. Fitness guy, nutrition guy, strategy guy. Their caddies are making $200,000 a year.
Yeah.
It's not as simple as you think. And remember, this is 0.00001. Football is 0.001. This is the best of the best. Absolutely. If you're a golfer, you can make a couple hundred thousand.
Yeah,
this is elite stuff. But you got smart guys, even governments. I'm sure we also think those guys have the South American government helping and strategizing too, because there's a lot of money. There's a lot of money involved, and freedom is not free. If capitalism, we participate in it and learn it and then extrapolate it
right
to your income level, so you don't qualify for stimulus, right? Final words, my Christians.
So I enjoy golf a lot. I'm playing right now to about a 10 index for a guy who's going to be 70. It's not a bad accomplishment. And for our viewers and listeners that do play golf, I encourage you to do it for the, number one, the exercise of it. Number two, if you play with two or three other people in a foursome, ask questions. Find out about that person. Learn about them. Watch how they play the game. And if they play well, watch them. If they don't, don't.
A lot of business is done on the golf course.
A lot of business is transacted on the golf course. I try to find out from if it's not my son, if it's someone else, what kind of business do you do? Oh, you're a financial planner. Oh, is that right? Oh. Yeah, how are you getting your business? Well, it's all referral. Oh, is that right? Oh, good. Do you ever run into any kind of issues with ADA, handicapped, disabled? Yeah, as a matter of fact, so just enjoy it. Enjoy watching. Right. Enjoy with your friends and family. And if you want to, make a crazy bet or two. Say, put $25 on someone like Tony Finau, big, tall drink of water, hits the ball a mile. Is he going to do anything? I don't know. Is Johnny Ram going to do something? He's volatile. He could. I don't see him winning this tournament, but he could. I mean, there's guys like Danny Willett. He's an Englishman. He won the Masters a few years ago. Could he do something? Well, he's only 400. That's seven shots back. I doubt it. That's too far. Okay. So you look at how far back they are going into round three. Now, but here's one more thing. Tomorrow's called moving day in golf. What does that mean? It's your chance to move up. So tomorrow's moving day. So watch some guys press a little bit tomorrow. And then
take chances, right?
Take chances. Risk on a couple holes when you can. Don't when you can't.
Let me ask you this. Austin, did he take chances? It didn't seem like he did at Torrey Pines.
He did not. He did not. And that's why he did so well up until the last two holes. The last hole, the 17th hole, he did take a chance, but he said after the press were in the presser, I would have done the same shot again. So it wasn't really a chance. He hooked the ball.
And those decisions are predetermined by their team. Believe mm-hmm. He's not just doing it right there. He might not even be making the decision.
Yeah.
He was making the decision for it.
That's true.
Don't beat yourself. Let the other guy lose. One, Bill Belichick and Andy Reid lost.
Yes, yes.
All right. So another good betting briefing for golf. And, man, these do really well. And it's Winston Churchill, all right, for the quarterly British Open. You make a living from your labor, but you make a life from what you give. Mike Trusty and Nisi and I are old, so at this point we enjoy more giving than getting. Because it's good businesses, and you always get like 10 times back. All right. Thank you for listening to the ESBC Golf Betting Briefing.
That's why this sport don't cost $800, and that costs $200. And I don't know what that costs. I'm just shaking the word. That's why I wear boots and shoes and roll my butt.